Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, as just sent down to the number one national football recruiting blog station in the world, I am your host, Dr. B, and I'm here to introduce the dynamic recruiting agency that will assist your athlete in being recruited to a beneficial college or university, known as the
for tuning in to the Diamond Show. I am Robert Denson, also known as Coach D. We have another great show lined up for you tonight, so let's go ahead and get it started. Please make sure you have registered for the Eligibility Center by going to www.eligibilitycenter.org. In order to take any official trip, you're soon to be seniors, you must be registered with the Eligibility Center. Also, make sure you're preparing yourself for either the upcoming ACT or ACT testing. Remember to list 99 for your scores to be sent directly to the NCAA Eligibility Center and 9876 for your scores to be sent to the NAIA Eligibility Center. Once again, remember to list 9999 for your scores to be sent directly to the NCAA Eligibility Center and 9876 for your scores to be sent to the NAIA Eligibility Center. Here's a list of the SAT dates for up through the summer. We have March 11th, May 6th, and June 3rd. Now, for the ACT testing dates, we only have two more dates. We have April 8th and June 10th. Once again, for the SAT testing dates, make sure you get your tests out of the way. Each year, I run into this problem with seniors having NEMAs taking the test the first year. So make sure that you get your tests out of the way before you go out and play 7-on-7 travel football. Here's again what's the dates for SAT. We have March 11th, May 6th, and June 3rd. Now for the ACT testing dates, we have April 8th and June 10th. Attention, attention, all you Diamond underclassmen, Diamond Showcase is for 8th graders, freshmen, sophomores, and juniors, and student athletes will have the opportunity to compete against some of the best talent in the Palm Beach and Pittsburgh area. What makes Diamond Showcase different is our focus on life skills and personal development as well as football, in addition to the following: on-field, position-specific training, competitive drills to see where you stack up against the rest in your area or town. We also teach you leadership development, choices, and consequences. Each player that registers for the Diamond Showcase will be entered into our database and shared with college coaches in Division I, Division II, Division III, NAIA. This event will help student athletes to showcase their skills around the country to see how you stack up once again against some of the best competition in your area. The showcase is for any upcoming high school football player who wants to master their craft in a safe and respectful environment. This showcase is for skilled and linemen, quarterbacks, running backs, wide receivers, tight ends, DBs, linebackers, defensive linemen, and offensive linemen. Showcases are held one day, usually on a Saturday, and run very efficiently with a one-day event. The location is based on regional location and open nationwide for any student athlete that would like to take part in it. All athletes are responsible to bring their own food and beverage. All camps will commence regardless of weather condition, except for rain or shine, except for lightning. Very important. This is very important. All you student athletes in the Palm Beach County area, the Treasure Coast area, Dade and Broward, that's listening to the show tonight, also in the Pittsburgh surrounding areas, it's very important that you register now because there will be no on-site registration available. Diamond Showcase will be in the Palm Beach Showcase at Buttonwood Park on March 4th. And then the showcase is from 8 to 1. Then we'll be off to Pittsburgh at the South Point Fieldhouse in Countersburg, Pennsylvania on March 18th. Please note the time. The showcase in Pittsburgh is on March 18th from 12 to 5. How do you register for this great showcase? Go to www.ditrfr.com to register today. The cost of the showcase is $75, but for those that are listening to the show tonight, please use the code DISCOUNT. Please use the discount code RADIO, and you will receive a discount. You will receive a $10 discount. Key things to remember, no parents' participation will be allowed at the Diamond Showcase. Scouts and recruiting service are permitted, but you must register in order to have access to the field. Students must provide their own transportation to and from the Diamond Showcase, and water will be provided. Now, on to our show with our special guest. Rather than the 30-second timeout, we will have our special guest that's joining us from South Carolina. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back. After this short break, we will have a special guest joining us from South Carolina, and I'll have him to introduce himself and everything like that. Just give us 30 seconds.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the barrel's in your mouth. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Once again, thanks everyone for joining the Diamond Show. We have a very special guest that's joining us tonight. As a matter of fact, he's one of my clients. We have Justin Pollack joining us from Mount Pleasant, South Carolina. How are you doing tonight, Justin?
I'm good, Coach D. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How was track practice today?
It was pretty good. It was a tough one today. I had us doing a good bit of stuff and out there for about 2 hours. Now coming home, get a little bit of relaxation in.
Oh, okay. All right. Tell our listeners and college coaches that may listen to something about yourself.
I come from a close Catholic family, born and raised in Mount Pleasant, South Carolina, and currently attend Wando High School. And our football team plays in the 5A division, which is the largest in South Carolina. And we have about 4,000 kids total. And we play large schools like Fort Dorchester and Somerville. And a little bit about my extended family. They're originally from Youngstown, Ohio, so I'm familiar with the North. And both my parents played there, football and track. And then both my parents attended Notre Dame and are both doctors.
Wow, that's outstanding. Both were doctors. That's outstanding. That's highly unusual, but congratulations to you. In regards to that, you've been blessed into a great family. You know, that's very unusual. But normally they're doctors and lawyers, but you could just say, you know, both of my parents are doctors. That's outstanding. What is your height and weight?
Right up there. Currently I'm 5'11", right around 190-ish, hoping to be about 200 by next season.
Okay, that's good. That's good weight. What is your current GPA and test scores if you have taken the SAT or ACT?
Right now I have a weighted 4.9 GPA, unweighted 4, and by the end of the year I think it's going to be around 5, and then I took the PSAT last fall and scored a 1,300 out of 1,520, and then right now I'm ranking about 15 out of 1,000 students at Wando.
Wow, that's outstanding. Wow, you got a great 40 time with your GPA. That's outstanding. That's a great 40 time for most student athletes, but that's your GPA. That's outstanding. Are you planning on majoring once you're in? What are you planning on once you're into college? What are you planning on majoring in?
Right now, I'm considering pre-med, pre-medicine, or business, if not both. And then I'd like to excel in both sports and academics, and I know that's going to be a challenge, especially with, like, very tough things like becoming a doctor. And I'm definitely willing to put in those extra long hours and take classes over the summer, put all that extra grinding in. But I know it'll be well worth it, get that good college experience.
Wow. You know what I hear from you, coming from you, Justin? I have student first and athlete second. That's what I hear coming from you tonight. But that's outstanding, and that's what it's all about. You're a student first, and then you're athlete second. That's awesome there. Do you play any other sports growing up?
I did play. I played soccer for about 3 or 4 years up until I was 8, and really loved it. And then got into track as well as football. And after that second year of football, I just fell in love with it. But then during that football season, I was excelling in track, and I participated in the Hershey track, not sure if you heard of it, and ended up going to nationals for the 100 and placed 7th, and it was just an awesome experience. I got to meet Carl Lewis, the famous sprinter, and since then I've still been running track, but trying to focus a little bit more on football.
Okay, all right. And I know, you know, based on your GPA and what you have told our listeners this year, I'm curious to hear this answer here to this question here that I'm getting ready to ask you. What is the hardest class you have taken so far in high school?
I think it's one of the classes that I'm enrolled in currently. That's AP European History. It's just our teacher is full lecture based, 45 minutes every day for the whole year, and he's just given us tons of information every day, test almost weekly on just the smallest details, everything that you would never even think of concerning European history. And it's been good learning experience for me to kind of get used to those college-type classes since it is an AP.
Oh, okay. That's good. It's already preparing you for college and things like that. That's outstanding. What position you would like to play in college?
Right now, I really don't have any hard, like, set position. I just want to be flexible and contribute. But I'd like to focus maybe on linebacker, running back, and slots, since those have the positions I've been playing for about 5 or 6 years. But I know with my size and speed, safety might be an option as well, and I'm up for whatever I can do to help the team out.
Oh, okay. That's great. You still got one more year to get bigger and stronger and things like that, and definitely keep all your options open. You know, a lot of student athletes get you know, locked into one position. And if you haven't seen his film, I would highly suggest that you go out and take a look at his film. Your college coach that's out there. You know, he's a young beast, a diamond in the rough that's beginning to grow. He would be a bright diamond by the senior year, and the sky's the limit for him based on his academic and test scores. And I know a lot of the higher education schools will be coming after him very soon. Who is your role model and why?
My father, I would have to say, first and foremost, because just shaped me into the young man I have today, setting high standards. And he's also been there every step of the way in my quest to try and play college football and excel academically.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Yes, your father is. He is an awesome young man. He called me, and we communicate a lot, you know, and I really want to commend him for choosing Diamond in the Rough Football Recruiting Service to assist you in your recruiting process, and I really want to commend him for reaching out to us. Why should you? Why should a college coach choose you in the recruiting process?
I understand there's athletes out there that are bigger, faster than me, stronger, but I see this whole process as a commitment, and I'm committing to do my best to help the team wherever that may be, and that may mean catching a touchdown in the end zone like the young that star Clemson Renfro, or just running scout team plays week in and week out and getting beat up, but you're still helping the team. So I'm a very loyal and hardworking athlete, and my competitive spirit is going to help me to get there to the next level.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's good. There, I like that. You're willing to make a sacrifice. I hear team. I hear student athlete. And you just want to be a part of a team to help a team get bigger and stronger, also win games and things like that. You just sound like you're just a true team player, and whatever it takes for a team to succeed, you're willing to go out and do that. What goals do you have set for this coming year?
I'd like to get our help as a junior, rising junior, going to be one of the main players on our defense leading the underclassmen. I'd like to help lead us to a state championship. And I just also would like to play both sides of the ball and lead the team in tackles on defense.
Okay, that's good. Okay, when you break it down film, what do you look for?
I'd have to say tendencies, and especially at this high school level, a lot of these teams watching a good bit of film, you'll notice these pretty predictable patterns and with certain formations and personnel. And by recognizing that, it makes the game – you can play full speed without having to think, and it just really – it helps to excel on the field and not have to worry about what your assignment is and whatnot. And I know that our team has weaknesses too, and by looking at our own film, we can help to strengthen those weaknesses and also know how those other teams are going to try to exploit those and make sure that all those holes are filled for any game.
That's great. That tells me right now, going into your junior year, that you have learned how to take time and spend time, quality hours in regards to breaking down film. That is outstanding. What camps do you plan on attending this summer?
Right now we have lined up Wake Forest, Princeton, Harvard, Notre Dame, Miami, and South Carolina. And then we're considering going to Vanderbilt, Southern Cal, Stratford, Penn, and possibly Northwestern Navy.
Oh, okay. Okay. All right. Those are very high academics, and those fit your to the T. Those are the type of institutions that I think you'll be a great fit for, and we're going to do everything in our power to make sure those universities and colleges definitely take some quality time with you when you do go on those trips. What schools have showed interest in you? I know that you're going into your junior year, but have any schools showed any type of interest in you as of yet?
Pretty broad range of schools from Southern Cal, Harvard, Notre Dame, Penn, to some schools like Mount Union and Wooster and some of the smaller schools, but it doesn't matter to me. It's all great getting this much exposure and as a sophomore.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. All right, back to your high school days. I got to get you back into your high school frame. You're not quite in college yet. Do you have any pregame rituals that you do?
Well, the night before every game, I try to get to bed really early because we're always waking up early and the next morning for football. So trying to get good amount of sleep, and then throughout the day, I usually have a playlist with some good music, keep me pumped up throughout the day, and then before we warm up, I'll usually drink a Coke, or it's almost like Marshawn Lynch and his Skittles, turning him into the beast mode, and then right before I hit the field, say a quick prayer, and I'm ready to roll.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I always get that quick prayer and that prayer. And that's awesome. But that you go into that beast mode. So you got a pretty good ritual there that's set and things like that. At your position, what separates you from other athletes?
As you mentioned earlier, the student athlete, I think my So I think my football IQ really elevates me because, I mean, when you get to that college level, it's more than just being the most athletic player. And by having a very good knowledge of the game, it makes you a versatile player to contribute to any part, anywhere they need you on the team. If they need you to punt, play outside linebacker, slot, running back, it doesn't matter. You're able to do that because you know the game so well.
Oh, okay, okay. All right. This is where we check your ego at. Who is the toughest player that you ever faced so far in your career?
So far was last year when we played for Dorchester, their quarterback, Dakarion Joyner, one of the top recruits in the state. He's just crazy amazing athlete, quick hips, and tough one to tackle. But then also on our own team, we had O'Tre Smith. He's now committed to USC, 4-star wide receiver. And going against him in practice, him running routes, just trying to guard him, really helped to strengthen my pass drops and working on getting off those blocks from big wide receivers like him. So that helped me in the games when I was trying to reroute guys and stuff like that. Because going against a 4-star helps you when you're going against these kids that probably aren't as good as him.
Okay, okay. That's good. So what that does, I guess, teach you things what you need to work on and getting bigger and stronger. And, you know, going into your junior year, you know, just think, in 2 years, we'll have student athletes that's looking up to you. So that's outstanding there. We just have a couple more questions for Justin, and then we're going to let him go ahead and enjoy his evening. Why do you wear your jersey number? What's behind your jersey number?
Well, I picked number 9 last year, set on first year varsity, mainly because in high school my dad wore that when he played soccer, his main sport. But then also Jeff Burris and Jalen Smith wore that number, and those are pretty big role models to me. And Jalen Smith, in my opinion, was one of the best college linebackers I've seen play. And I watched a lot of film with Jeff Burris as well from when he was at ND. And he's also from South Carolina. And they're both just outstanding players, and I feel honored to wear the number.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes. I remember him from Notre Dame. Yes, I remember him, yes. He was a wood layer. He would lay the wood on you, and I remember him there. He comes back to mind just, you know, before his injury, he was just a beast off of the field. I definitely agree with that.
Yes,
next
sir.
To the last question, who is your favorite pro player?
I had to say John Lynch. He was just a crazy hard hitter, and he really had a knack for the football. And he had also played safety in the NFL, which is one of the positions I highly considered. So just think he's a great player.
Okay. And last question, and always all my special guests always end the let them in with this here. If any last words you would like to leave with the college coaches that may be listening across the country?
Well, I'd like to say there's a lot more to a player than just stats and one-day camps. An athlete, he has to have character, work ethic, and he's really got to want to make his team better. And I know my best years are ahead of me, and my parents and coaches are going to help me get there, get to that next level, and I'm ready to fully dedicate myself to the college that I attend on and off the field. And also, before we finish, Coach D, I'd like to thank coaches, parents, supporters for getting me this far. And I also really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show. It's really been an honor.
Oh, okay. Thank you. That's very nice, Justin. I really appreciate that. And nothing but best of luck. And we're going to continue to give you the exposure that you need. We're definitely going to do everything in our power to get you to the next level. That way you can make a decision on what institution you would like to attend. And once again, I want to thank you for joining us, and go ahead and enjoy your evening. Also, tell your parents and your high school coaches and all your friends and peers, I really appreciate you joining us tonight on the show, and nothing but blessings down the road for you. Okay? Have a great evening.
Thank you, and you the same.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Justin joining us from South Carolina. Just give us a few minutes of his time. What an awesome interview. That was very awesome. You can tell that his parents are doctors. The way he came across, very powerful, you know, very prepared. You could tell that he was ready for the show, I really appreciate him joining us tonight and looking for helping him, assisting him down the road, bringing him maximum exposure that he needs. Please don't forget to like us. Please do not forget to register for the Diamond Showcase in the Palm Beach County area and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. Space is limited. Please go to www.ditrfr.com to register. Once again, the cost of the showcase is $75. But for all those that's listening to the show tonight, you receive a $10 discount by using the code RADIO when you register. Don't forget to like us on Facebook at Diamond in the Rough Football Recruiting. Don't forget to follow us on all social medias at DITRFR. Also, please do not forget to download our program on iTunes at Diamond Show. Also, refer the show to a friend or a teammate or another parent. If you have any general questions or suggestions for show topics, please give us a call at 866-259-8271, extension 11. Once again, that number is 866-259-8271, extension 11. Thank you for taking the time out to join the Diamond Show. We know that you are very busy, and we appreciate your time. Please join us on Sunday night. We will have another special guest at 6:30. Everyone have a great night, and I look forward to seeing all the ones in the Palm Beach County area, Dade, Broward, Treasure Coast area at the showcase, and also in the Western Pennsylvania area and surrounding states. We definitely look forward to seeing you guys at the Diamond Showcase. Everyone have a great evening. You are born-